24.16. EDE 01220720251021, audio. Assuming that the minimum module length takes their uses into account, there might be a way to size them. Here, I'm thinking of mechanical strength. Using the same principle as corridors, attachment points can be provided at the ends of the modules. These points can be connected to the central mass to ensure even greater mechanical strength for the station in planetary mode. With this cable principle, the entire structure will be triangulated. For now, I don't know the precise type of materials to use for the cables. However, I do know one thing: in sunlight, these cables should provide sufficient strength for proper triangulation. By determining the angle of these cables and the length of the mast, the length of the modules will be determined. For the length of the central mast, if there are no constraints, stabilizing the descent angle takes priority, in our opinion. The longer the space-facing portion in planetary mode, the more stable the descent will be, requiring minimal corrections. One way to do this would be to have small engines on the mast, oriented in the same way as the main engines, to keep the station upright during descent. Imagine an elongated Apollo capsule or a mass with its center of gravity facing downward. Establishing a departure angle should help with gravity calculations and simulations. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This July 22, 2025.